Coffee Break Italian, Season 2, Episode 8. Buongiorno e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti, io sono Francesca.
Io sono Ayla.
We're very glad to be back here in the studio. We're very glad that things seem to be working now because we've had a few problems getting things organized for this episode with our microphones not working and power surges and all kind of things. But we're back. We are ready to begin the lesson. Allora, ragazze, come state? Ayla, come stai?
Sto bene, e tu?
Sì, sto benissimo. Adesso sto benissimo. Come stai?
Un attimo di panico.
Un attimo di panico. Just a moment of panic, yeah. But Francesca, come stai?
Sì, sì, sto bene, grazie.
Okay, in this lesson we're going to be looking at two very, very important verbs. Francesca, these verbs are?
Sì, avere, essere e anche stare.
Anche stare, un pochino, yeah. So we're going to be looking at essere to be, avere to have, and also that strange, well, it's not strange, but it's an interesting verb,
sì.
Stare, meaning sometimes to be, but sometimes to be feeling and other things too.
Sì.
But we'll come back to that. As usual, we're going to begin with our presentation section, and then we'll come back for some practice with Ayla. Va bene?
Va bene.
Allora, mettiamoci al lavoro.
E io vi ascolto.
Okay, to begin with, let's go back and have a look at some of what we covered last time, just to review what we covered in the last episode. Francesca, can you remind us what we did last time?
Aha, last time we did the verb andare, to go, and verb fare, to do or to make.
Both very useful verbs, very common verbs. And as a result, quite irregular verbs.
Ah, very regular.
So let's look at andare and we'll conjugate quickly andare.
Okay. Vado, vai, va, andiamo, andate, vanno.
Okay, perfect. And what about fare?
Faccio, fai, fa, facciamo, fate, fanno.
Perfetto. Now, we also were using a number of question words, really, because I think both of us are quite nosy and we like to find out why things are happening and what's happening, where they're happening and at what time they're happening and so on. Francesca, can we review some of these question words, perhaps within the context of a conversation or some questions?
Okay. Ad esempio, cosa fai, Mark?
Leggo un libro.
Ok. E perché leggi il libro?
Perché mi piace leggere.
E dove leggi di solito?
Di solito leggo nel giardino.
Ah, che bello. E a che ora leggi solitamente?
Normalmente leggo durante il pomeriggio.
Oh, che bello, molto rilassante.
Yeah, this is in the ideal world, of course. You know, sitting in the, and obviously, I'm talking about my beautiful house in Italy in the sunshine as opposed to my cold garden in Scotland.
In Scozia.
So, che cosa? Francesca started with what thing? Che cosa fai? What are you doing? And then she asked, perché? Why? Why are you reading in this case? And then she said, dove? Where are you reading? And I said that I was reading in the garden. And then, a che ora? At what time are you reading? And I was not so specific. I just said in the afternoon. I suppose you could have asked, quando?
Sì.
Quando,
sì.
quando? Okay, I'll not sing. Okay, let's try this again. This time I'll ask Francesca some questions. Maybe change the verb each time. Last time we just used leggere each time. So, allora, Francesca, che cosa fai?
Imparo l'italiano con Coffee Break Italian.
Perfetto. Perché studi?
Studio perché ho un esame.
Ok. So there Francesca said studio perché ho un esame, using the verb ho from avere, which is something that we're going to look at in greater detail in this lesson,
sì.
Of course. And dove vai?
Vado in pizzeria con i miei amici.
Ah, buon appetito.
Grazie.
A che ora pranzi di solito?
Di solito pranzo a mezzogiorno in punto.
Ah, mezzogiorno in punto.
Precisa.
Precisa, sì. So I'm asking the question, a che ora pranzi? At what time do you have lunch? And Francesca, did you get what Francesca said? Can we hear it again?
Sì, pranzo a mezzogiorno in punto.
Okay, so Francesca eats at midday on the dot. È vero?
No, non è vero, è troppo presto.
Per l'italiana?
Sì, ma per i nostri amici britannici o americani o forse di altri paesi, forse loro mangiano a mezzogiorno.
A mezzogiorno, ok, I suppose it just depends. Francesca tends to eat a little later, but sì. Perhaps some people like to eat at mezzogiorno in punto. On the dot, midday on the dot. Ok, we have seen then andare, to go, and also fare, to do or to make. Let's look at another verb. We mentioned it there, and it is that verb avere.
Sì.
Avere means?
To have.
Now, we have, of course, seen avere in various situations. We've perhaps not conjugated it in detail. So let's do that now. Let's go through I have.
O.
You have.
I.
He or she has.
A.
Now, in each of those words, there's a silent H.
Sì.
Okay, so O, I, A, H, O, H, A, I, and H, A. O, I, A. Then we'll go to the we form.
Abbiamo.
We have. The you form.
Avete.
And then the they form.
Hanno.
And turning back to the they form, once again, there's that silent H. So the whole verb, O, I, A, abbiamo, avete, hanno.
Sì. O, I, A. Abbiamo, avete, hanno.
So I have, you have, he or she has, we have, you all have, and they have. And I hope that you're using your hand signals as you're doing this verb with us. Let's put it into practice. And this is what this whole first section of Coffee Break Italian Season 2 is all about. Using language that we already know, that we've come across, but putting it into sentences that we've never heard before. For example, let's come up with a first expression here and we'll give you some time to think about it. I would like you to translate into Italian. He has a very handsome brother. Okay, Francesca, can you help us with this?
Sì, ha un fratello molto bello o molto carino.
Okay, ha un fratello molto bello or carino. Now, you said a, H-A, sì. That means he has.
Sì.
Could we say lui ha?
Sì, sì, of course. It sounds more emphatic or if we want to avoid ambiguity, as we have already explained.
He has a very handsome brother, but she doesn't.
Aha, yeah, that's the idea.
Let's not go there. Okay, what about another one? We have two sisters, something very straightforward.
Okay.
We have two sisters. Okay, Francesca.
Abbiamo due sorelle, or noi abbiamo due sorelle.
Okay. Now, we also came across avere with a sort of set expression, because we can use avere to talk about being hungry. Because in Italian, we are not hungry, we have hunger.
Aha, and something we covered in season one.
Exactly. So, if we are saying we have hunger, we would say
abbiamo fame.
So avere fame, hunger. Sì. We have hunger. Abbiamo fame. So let's put this now into another context. Let's say my friends are hungry.
Okay.
Francesca, how would we say this?
I miei amici hanno fame.
Hanno fame. So H-A-N-N-O, hanno fame. I miei amici hanno fame. Now, if to have hunger is avere fame, I wonder if our listeners can remember how we would say to be thirsty, to have thirst.
Avere sete.
Sete, okay, avere sete. So let's translate, I'm thirsty, let's have a juice. So we're changing the subject here. First of all, it's I'm thirsty, and then it becomes we. So let us have a juice. How would we say this in Italian, Francesca?
Okay, ho sete. Prendiamo un succo.
Okay, ho sete. I have thirst. Prendiamo, we take, let's have un succo, a juice. Now, am I right in thinking we can take this idea of avere fame or avere sete further? with some other avere expressions.
Sì, there are plenty of expressions with avere in Italian, which often in English are translated with verb to be, so it can be a bit confusing at first.
Let's run through some of them now.
Okay, let me think. Avere sonno.
That would be to be sleepy.
Sì, to be sleepy, to feel sleepy.
To feel sleepy, okay. What else?
Avere paura.
Ah, good expression there. To have fear.
Sì.
Now, when we're scared of something, we can say avere paura di qualcosa,
di,
non sì, è vero?
Sì, sì.
Okay, so avere paura di.
Di.
O paura di...
Mark.
Ah, okay. I'm scared of Mark. Oh, sorry. Okay, so avere paura di qualcosa.
Sì.
Avere paura de,
del buio.
Del buio, sì. Of the darkness.
Sì.
Or avere paura dei ragni.
Sì, che bella parola.
To be scared of spiders. Ragni. R-A-G-N-I?
Sì, giusto.
Okay. What about something else we've done in the past? To be hot.
Sì, avere caldo.
So to have heat or to be cold.
Avere freddo.
Okay, and what about, oh, there's another one. To be in a hurry.
Sì, bravissimo. Avere fretta.
Fretta. Okay, so regardless of whether you're male or female, it's always fretta.
Sì, sì, because fretta is a noun.
Exactly. So to have haste, I guess.
Haste, sì.
Avere fretta. And one other one that I'm thinking of is to need something, to have need of something.
Bravissimo. Avere bisogno di, again, with preposition di, to be in need of something.
So perhaps if we were to say something like, I need a dictionary because I don't understand, how would we say that? I need a dictionary, I have need of a dictionary because I don't understand. Francesca, can you help?
Sì, ho bisogno di un dizionario perché non capisco.
Okay, so yet another expression that we would be able to say now that we know these full conjugations of the verbs and so on, because we could also say they need a dictionary, hanno bisogno
certo.
di un dizionario, because they don't understand?
Non capiscono.
Non capiscono, of course. Okay, I think it's time to do a little more practice with this.
Okay, and I'll give you some translations now, Mark.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, sono
pronto. Sei pronto. Okay, it's midnight and I'm sleepy.
It's midnight and I'm sleepy, okay. È mezzanotte e ho sonno.
Perfetto, è mezzanotte e ho sonno.
Okay, let's try something else.
Okay, are you afraid of your brother?
No. Oh, right, you want me to translate.
Sì.
Okay.
Povero Derek. Ciao, Derek.
Yeah, indeed. He's off skiing at the moment, but we'll not go there.
Ooh.
Well, at least when we're recording this, I'm sure that when this goes out, it will probably be on ski season.
Che fortuna.
Che fortuna.
In Italia.
Sì, yeah, sì. In Italia. Okay, so am I afraid of, well, are you afraid of your brother? Hai paura di tuo fratello?
Sì, molto bene. Hai paura di tuo fratello?
Okay.
And I got another one for you, Mark.
Okay, dai.
How old are you?
Oh, my goodness me, you are very curious today.
No, I just want you to translate this for me.
Because, of course, avere is also used for age. So how old are you becomes... How many years do you have?
Bravissimo.
Therefore, we would say, I wonder if our listeners can remember, quanti anni hai?
Perfetto. Quanti anni hai?
Quanti anni hai? Okay, and then to answer it, you would say, ho, and then however many years you have.
Aha.
Ho.
Diciotto.
Diciotto, perché no? Okay, diciotto. Ho diciotto anni.
Diciotto anni.
And we need the anni there.
Sì, sì.
Could
sì.
someone just answer, ho diciotto?
No, you can answer diciotto, but if you use verb to have, you must have anni. Because otherwise someone could wonder, you have 18
what? Okay, 18 bars of chocolate.
Mm.
Okay, now it's time to move on quickly, because the other verb that we're going to look at here isn't too complicated, because we've done it so often.
Sì.
It's essere, of course, to mm-hmm. be. So can we quickly conjugate essere?
Of course. Sono, sei, è, siamo, siete, sono.
Okay, again, we've heard this many times. We've seen it many times in many examples. And therefore, we're not going to spend too long on this, but just remember one thing, and that is the spelling of he is or she is, which is E with an accent,
sí.
A grave accent going down to the right, okay? E. Otherwise, the sound would be different.
Yes, because without the accent would be E.
E.
Meaning and.
Exactly, and the meaning is also different. There we've got E, meaning and, versus E, which means is. Okay. Right, so we've done the conjugation. Let's do some quick translations here.
Okay.
We, of course, use essere to talk about things like nationality, religion, jobs, and so on. So let's try saying, I don't know, Julie is American. Francesca?
Sì, Julie è americana.
Okay. What about, I am a friend of your brother and your brother is a policeman?
Okay. Sono un amico o un'amica di tuo fratello e tuo fratello è un poliziotto.
Okay. So there we're talking about who you are, the kind of the person you are, but also a job that you may have, or in this case, your brother. Okay. What about Marcos is Spanish. He's from Madrid.
Marcos è spagnolo. È di Madrid.
Perfetto. Okay, one question I do have is about to be, because when we ask how are you, we don't use essere, we use another verb, don't we?
Sì, we use a stare.
So stare is a slightly different verb to be. Can you explain a little more?
Sì, we have to be careful in Italian with essere and stare because they're very similar in a way, but they're not used in the same way. So for example, how are you? In Italian you can say come sei. That would mean like how are you as a person, yeah. Physically or personality-wise.
Yep.
So come stai means...
How
in English,
feeling?
How are you? Yeah, how are you feeling? So stare is more a verb of feeling as compared to a verb of description.
Okay.
I know a lot of our listeners speak Spanish as well, or are native speakers of Spanish, and you have to be a bit careful if you speak Spanish, because it can be a bit confusing with ser and estar in Spanish.
In Spanish, yeah,
it's not the same thing.
No, I often think I'm going to say stare in Italian when I'm be using estar in Spanish, and then I have to kind of change it at the last minute before I realize.
I know.
Although, would I be right in thinking that the further south I go in Italy, the more acceptable that would be?
You're right. Yeah, in the south of Italy, they tend to use the stare in a similar way to the way estar is used in Spanish.
And that's for locations and seeing where people are, for example, and that temporary idea.
Sì, I would say dov'è Giovanni, but maybe someone from the south would say dove sta Giovanni adesso?
Okay. So
it's more of a regional feature of Italian.
Perfetto. Okay, I think we're going to leave things here because we have gone into things in some detail, but of course there's still some time to do more practice, and we'll be doing that with Ayla just after this short break.
Non vedo l'ora. Stai imparando l'italiano, certo, ma vuoi imparare anche un'altra lingua? Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, German and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
And welcome back. Bentornati. Allora, Ayla, com'è andata? Tutto bene?
Sì, tutto bene.
Okay, so it's time now to go through what we were learning in that presentation section with you and, of course, do some practice. To begin with, Francesca, have you got a little challenge for Ayla?
Of course. The challenge is Ayla, I guess. Can you conjugate avere?
Of course.
For me, please.
O, ai, a, abbiamo, avete, hanno.
Okay, very good. Just one thing. In Italian, we don't pronounce H.
Of course.
It's mute. So instead of hanno,
it would be hanno.
Brava, sì, molto bene, hanno.
So they have hanno. And you're right enough in the sense that it's written with an H. It's written ho hai ha, but we don't say ho hai ha. That's what Santa Claus,
yeah,
Babbo Natale.
It's like Babbo Natale.
So o hai ha, abbiamo, avete, hanno. Now, the other thing that we need to remember about avere is that there are also lots of avere expressions. Francesca, can you remind us of some of these?
Sì, ad esempio, avere caldo.
Ayla, what would that mean, avere caldo?
Would that be to be hot?
Sì, bravissima.
Or literally to have heat, but to be hot, avere caldo.
O il contrario, avere freddo.
I'm guessing that would be to be cold?
Sì, bravissima. Oppure anche avere paura.
To be afraid of?
Sì, molto bene.
Avere paura di qualcosa,
sì, la preposizione di
Francesca, ad esempio.
Ovviamente, tutti i miei studenti hanno paura di Francesca.
Okay, let's do some translation practice then. Ayla, Francesca's going to give you a couple of sentences for you to translate, so let's take it away, Francesca.
Sei pronta, Ayla?
Sì.
Okay, allora, numero uno, we have a lot of work.
Abbiamo molto lavoro.
Ok, perfetto. Abbiamo molto lavoro. E numero due, are you plural, you all, afraid of your aunt?
So remember, to be afraid, to fear someone is to have fear of someone. So do you have fear of your aunt?
So that would be, avete paura di vostra zia?
Vostra zia, zia. Is that sort of a zia?
Sì, it's a t sound as opposed to s.
Okay, so let's hear it one more time. Do you have fear of your aunt?
Avete paura di vostra zia?
Benissimo.
Brava, Ayla. So, un po' più difficile adesso. E numero tre. When I go to Milan, I'm very cold.
Now, just in order to give Ayla some time to think about it and our listeners some time to think about
Thank
it, let's think about this. So when I go to Milan, I'm very cold. Okay, Ayla, give that a go.
Would it be quando vado a Milano o molto freddo?
Sì, perfetta proprio. Quando vado a Milano o molto freddo?
Quando vado a Milano, ho molto freddo.
Good, and your freddo there was better that time. Remember the double D, you've got to bounce it. Freddo.
Yes.
Freddo.
Freddo.
Okay, perfetto. Okay, let's try number four.
Eh sì, numero quattro. They need money. And I'm not sure whether we have ever covered the word for money.
It's an important word. It's plural, isn't it?
Sì.
Which would be?
I soldi.
I soldi.
I soldi. I soldi. Okay, so they need money, or in Italenglish, they have need of money.
Hanno bisogno di soldi?
Sì, molto bene. Hanno bisogno di soldi.
Perfetto.
Sì, brava Ayla.
Okay, now I hope our listeners also managed to get all of those translation questions right. Let's move on to our other verb, and that was essere, the verb to be. Ayla, you know what's coming. Can you give us a quick conjugation of essere, please?
Sono, sei, e, siamo, siete, sonno.
See, just watch the last one again. It's not sonno. It's only one N.
Sonno.
Sono.
Sonno.
Okay, so it's tricky with that double N thing. So, for example, if it were they have, it would be?
Hanno.
Exactly, then that one has got a double N, so you bounce it. Hanno. But with sono, there's no double N, it's just sono.
Sì, think of sono stanco o sonno.
Aha, I like that, yeah.
Do you like it?
Sono stanco, meaning I am tired. Sì. O sonno, that's S-O-N-N-O, which means to have sleepiness, to be feeling sleepy.
Sì, sì.
So I'm tired, I'm feeling sleepy. Sono stanco, o sonno. Okay, try saying that, Ayla. Okay. In your case, obviously, you'd be stanca.
Sono stanca, o sonno.
Perfetto. Okay, so we've got the conjugation of essere, sono, sei, è, siamo, siete, sono. And now it's time to practice this. Of course, with essere, it can mean to be. There are also sometimes other translations depending on the context. But the main meaning, of course, of essere is to be.
Sì. Allora, una traduzione per Ayla, ovviamente.
Ovviamente.
Allora, numero uno, Ayla. And this is a formal question.
Okay.
Okay. So, are you French, madam?
Lei è francese, signora?
Sì, molto bene. And don't forget your intonation for questions. Lei è francese, signora?
Lei è francese, signora?
Sì, bravissima.
Okay, what about number two?
Okay. They are not nurses, they are doctors.
Okay, a little more tricky this time. I wonder if you remember the words for nurses and doctors, Ayla. Can you remember what a nurse is?
A nurse, I think, would be infermieri.
Okay, so that would be nurses. Infermiere for a male nurse. And infermiera for a female nurse. But when they're together, when there's plural, then it would be infermieri.
Sì. For a mixed group.
Yeah,
or
if it were female nurses.
Infermiere.
Infermiere, just to complicate things. But
of course.
And of course, doctors are easier.
Dottori.
Dottori. Sì. Okay, so they are not nurses, they are doctors.
Non sono infermieri, sono dottori.
Sì, non sono infermieri, sono dottori. Molto bene.
Okay, fantastic. Now, Ayla, it's also useful to be able to come up with your own sentences, not just the ones that Francesca wants you to say. So we asked you just before we got started here to come up with a few sentences about your family using avere and essere. And let's see what you've come up with. So over to you.
Okay. I hope this is okay. You can let me know.
We'll let you know.
Sure, it's great.
Ho una famiglia piccola. Nella mia famiglia ci sono quattro persone. Mia madre si chiama Alison, ha 48 anni ed è scozzese.
Attenzione, Ayla. Not scozzese, but scozzese.
Scozzese.
Ze. Okay.
Okay. I'm now going to talk about her job. E maestra lavora in una scuola.
Perfetto. Tuo padre?
Mio padre si chiama David. Ha 51 anni e anche lui è scozzese.
Perfetto.
Sì.
E che lavoro fa?
Lavora in un'azienda.
Un'azienda?
Ah, un'azienda?
Sì.
Okay.
A company,
yeah.
Brava, Ayla. Good word.
Hai fratelli o sorelle?
Ho un fratello, ha 21 anni, si chiama Luis, studia all'università.
Ok, perfetto.
Bene. Che bella famiglia.
qualcos'altro?
Ho molti cugini.
Uh-huh.
Alcuni sono scozzesi e alcuni Ciuni vivono in Australia.
Ok, attenzione, alcuni sono scozzesi.
Scozzesi.
Ok.
So the singular scozzese.
Scozzesi.
And the plural scozzesi. So alcuni, some of them, alcuni sono scozzesi. And then you said alcuni...
Vivono.
They live, so some live in...
Australia.
Sì, Australia. It's always a tricky word, I know. Australia.
Australia.
Sì.
If you think of the two letters A and U just being said individually, A-U-Stralia.
A-U-Stralia.
Australia.
Australia.
Perfetto.
E ho una domanda. Hai animali nella tua famiglia?
Sì. Ho un cane, si chiama Rocco. È piccolo ma molto carino.
Oh, che bello il nome Rocco.
Rocco.
Bellissimo.
Okay, well, that is it for this practice session of Lesson 8 in Season 2 of Coffee Break Italian. Well, that is it for this episode of Coffee Break Italian. Of course, don't forget that you can access all the premium materials for this episode and indeed all of the other episodes. And those include a video version of the lesson notes and the bonus audio materials. And in this bonus audio episode, we are going to be looking a little more at stare and practicing that verb along with the other verbs with some translation. So that's all at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by searching for Coffee Break Italian. This week, why don't you tell us about your family by using essere and avere, just like I've done.
And as you know, we're also on Twitter at Learn Italian.
Yep, that's it. We will be back again soon with more Coffee Break Italian for you. Until then, grazie mille e arrivederci.
Alla prossima, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.